From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. This afternoon, the Columbia Fire Department rescued a man trapped in a well near the University of Missouri power plant. The fire department was dispatched around 2 p.m. to extract a university campus facilities employee who was performing regular maintenance on the well. The well is about 20 feet underground and houses drinking water for the University of Missouri. MU News Bureau Associate Director Christian Basie says the employee's medical issue allowed for enough time to call and utilize the fire department.
It was a medical condition that was going to hamper his ability to get out safely. And so that's why we felt we had another way to get him out safely. There was no reason to risk anything. That's why we called the fire department.
Battalion Chief Brad Frazier says the operation took about 30 minutes and that the man was taken to University Hospital around 2:30 p.m. for further examination. Missouri's Chief Justice says the state needs to make sure its municipal court system is driven by fairness rather than economics. Today, Chief Justice Mary Russell said in her State of the Judiciary address that the local municipal courts are often Missourians' first encounter with the justice system. Legal defense advocates said the maze of municipal court fines faced by residents was one cause of anger in the St. Louis area following the fatal shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. Russell says if municipal courts operate as revenue generators for a city, it erodes the public's perception of judicial impartiality. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon used last night's State of the State address to unveil a package of proposals dealing with issues arising from Ferguson. Phil Brooks in Jefferson City has more.
Jay Nixon's Ferguson package includes providing greater economic opportunity, helping failing schools, seeking diversity in law enforcement, and changing state law that determines when a police officer can use deadly force. That last idea did not sit well with the Republican House Speaker, John Deal.
That I don't think we can make law enforcement a scapegoat in this, that men and women who government policies and government officials put on the front lines to do the job should and deserve all the tools necessary to protect themselves and do their jobs well.
But Deal said the issue would be reviewed by a House committee in this year's legislative session. From the state capitol, I'm Phil Brooks.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says she has been named the top Democrat on a committee that investigates federal agencies. McCaskill announced today that she will be the ranking minority party member on the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, which is part of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. The senator says she is honored to be a leader on the committee because it was launched in 1941 by then-Senator Harry Truman of Missouri. McCaskill now holds Truman's Senate seat. Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio will serve as chairman of the investigatory committee. McCaskill previously served as chairwoman of the Subcommittee on Financial Contracting Oversight when Democrats controlled the chamber. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.